open a show around here. That's Holly Penfield singing on Sea of Love, a song that I arranged on the From Andromeda with Love album. It's a hot little number. It's going to be released worldwide very soon on iTunes. Got a record deal on that one. So anyway, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. July 14th, 2007. And yesterday, of course, was my favorite day. July 13th, Friday. Anytime there's a 13th Friday, that's always good luck. I'm sure everybody loves those days. Friday the 13th is the day to have some fun. Also, I want to welcome my listeners down at Tantalk 1340 AM, Voice of Tampa Bay station. I hope you guys are enjoying our shows. We're going to have a good show tonight. We've had a good show next weekend. I decided to run this thing myself a little bit. I'm sure most of you watched my friend, dear friend, George Norrie last night on Larry King. Did a splendid job, along with Stanton Friedman, my old war buddy. I do a lot of UFO panels up with him. I'll be back in New York City in October 2007 in the Big Apple this year, doing a lecture and probably be on a UFO panel with Stanton Friedman. So anyway, tonight we're going to be using the BBS live chat to do your questions. But before I get into any kind of questions, I'm going to talk about a few things first. First thing is a device that we finally have in production 20 years after it was planned. Isn't that how it always works? And that's called the Crystallodome. And people say, what is a Crystallodome? I don't know what that is. Well, the Crystallodome is something beyond the power dome. People say, well, what's a power dome? I don't know what that is. Well, that's something beyond a fire dome or a ray dome. And if you don't know what that is, what's a pyridome? Well, that's the product that we put on the American housewife even before Pyridine existed to get rid of the problems of Valium. We calmed people down years and years ago. That was the pyridome. That was our first entry into anything in this new age marketplace. Today we've come all the way to projector systems, and now we are getting back into levitation, which I stayed away from for years, but after seeing Chris Angel on Larry King the other night and seeing what he's doing now, I figured why not some of our folks start levitating again. So I've set up some drawings to use with our projector systems and and give you some advice, those of you who want to email me, on how to levitate. And you've got to be careful with this one because people get hurt. They break the trance, and they get too high, and they fall, and things get broken. So my better judgment said maybe I shouldn't do this again. We did it once before, and we had a lady named Rama Devi over in Hawaii fall from 30 feet. The TM of America people, when they did it, they kept it under control, which was good. But anyway, we will get into levitation here fairly soon. So now back to the Crystallodome. What is the Crystallodome? Well, the Crystallodome is a device that would be the next step beyond a power dome. And so first of all, we better talk about pyramid energy a little bit. It's very important to understand pyramid energy. Pyramid energy is a form of energy that comes through a particularly shaped geometric form dedicated to that particular shape of energy. In this case, we're talking about in the body, the red blood cell. There are two alpha chains and two beta chains in a red blood cell. The red blood cell is definitely shaped in such a way that it allows the blood not only to transfer oxygen into the body, but also to transport consciousness via the hydrogen atom through the body. What happens with most people is that when they start the system up, in other words, you get up in the morning and your blood is flowing and you start exercising or walking around or whatever you have to do to kind of wake up a little bit, several things happen. Usually, you get a lot of toxins. You start breathing air, of course, like you breathe it all night. But in the morning, our body has been detoxing all night long and still continues to detox for a while. And usually what happens when in the breathing process, the first thing that happens that's unfortunate for the body is that when you're breathing air in, it brings in carbon monoxide and poison and fossil fuel poison. Lots of stuff like that, which are not very nice. What this does then is it distorts the shape of the iron molecule in the red blood cell in hemoglobin. In other words, it warps those four little octahedral pyramids that are transporting the life force into your body. It warps them in such a way that you have an inefficient body of carbon monoxide removal and oxygen rejuvenation to the cells and hydrogen disposition to the cells, which is your consciousness. It affects you and slows you down. So, when we, years ago, I started to approach this problem in two different ways. One was with negative ionization, which I used, and the second, which I built ionizers, of course. You see them over at Sharper Image now, were the ones that got them interested in the first place. Richard Thalhimer was always on the phone with me back in the 80s trying to learn about this. I don't know if he believed in it or he didn't believe in it, but he tried to, and now he seems to be doing quite well with it. And so as a result, ionization was one approach, and of course wearing a pyramid on the head was a second approach. And I didn't come up with the idea to put a pyramid on anybody's head. To me, it's a dunce cap. Okay, that's what I thought about it. But now, and I still feel that way, but I still wear one. And am I wearing one right now? No, because I didn't have time to grab one. I was holding one downstairs and left it there. But anyway, a doctor by the name of Gary Couture was the first guy to put pyramids on a person's head. And we made a little device, and he wanted a pyramid, by the way, that didn't have to be aligned to the north, magnetic north. So anyway, and I'll be answering quick chat questions. They're already coming in. I'm going to be answering those in a few minutes. Just pop them up there, and I'll get to them. So we ended up using a gold-plated pyramid. I figured a gold molecule, 18 carats and above, has the ability to become a pyramid in itself. So I found that by gold-plating a pyramid, we found that you could wear this thing, and it would be always aligned to the north because of the constitution of it. How did we test it? Well, we had a science kit at the time where we used to grow brine shrimp in two containers, one with a pyramid over it and one with no pyramid over it. The ones with a pyramid over it would live about a year or more. They get 5 or 6 times bigger than the ones that didn't have a pyramid over, which would die in 4 to 5, 6 weeks. The pyramid that we used for that was a little wooden one, and we provided a compass. As a matter of fact, I still have a few of those science kits around. So what we found out was, in a very simple demonstration, was that when we took the gold-plated pyramid and put it over the brine shrimp, they lived even longer than the wooden pyramid aligned to the north allowed them to live. And on top of that, it didn't matter which direction the pyramid was pointed. One of the things that I found out later on, and this is after I did a study on a radio station called WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio, which went on the air in 1929 with 500,000 watts of power, half a megawatt. None of them today are allowed over 50,000 watts. They destroyed all the plants and vegetation within the 20-mile radius, and everybody got sick at the station. So the FCC came in and says nothing over 50,000 watts, which is 10% of 500,000 watts if you do your math. So anyway, we developed the gold pyridome, and we wore it, and Gary, of course, would put it on Valium addicts. And this is back in the early, mid-70s, when Paradigm first hadn't even started yet, actually, because the year before Paradigm started, it was in 74. Paradigm started in 75. We were just making up some pyramids. So anyway, people on Valium, mostly housewives at the time, it was a big drug. In the 80s, of course, the designer drug was smoking cocaine, freebasing, but this was the first big ad addiction that we dealt with. And we found that these people went into alpha, and they didn't have to take their medication anymore, and they felt better. And they had a better attitude. So that became the beginning of how this started. So then Gary Couture came to me one day, and he said, you know, over there in Japan, they're using copper. to get rid of arthritis. It makes the blood a higher frequency, and remember, the blood is manufactured in the marrow of the bone, and it's a higher frequency, and therefore, copper is working. Can we put copper on a pyramid? And I said, I don't see why not, so I went ahead and made some copper pyramids. I actually say copper-plated pyramids. What I did was I took a gold-plated one. Now, realize that even a gold-plated one has what's called the orgone layering in it. And that is where you take and you wash this piece of metal that's going to be the pyramid off. In this case, it was a mild magnetic steel. And then you put a copper flash on it. And then we put a 20 minutes of nickel on it. And then we put so many millionths of an inch of gold on it. And that's how we made it. So we had active and passive metals. Nickel is a passive metal, copper is a passive metal, and iron is active, and gold on the outside is active. So it produced the orgone effect. And that was verified by Wilhelm Reich's daughter, Eva, in New York City in 1976 when she was doing a medical conference. She was a medical doctor on the top floor of the New Yorker Hotel, and we were down at the bottom floor doing a holistic conference, and one of my workers from the booth went upstairs, walked into her lecture, and this is Wilhelm Reich's daughter. She stopped the lecture in front of about 150 medical doctors and said, there is a orgone-plated pyramid like my father would have made. That's how I met her. She was so impressed that she came down after her conference was over and started hanging out with me. It was very cool. So anyway, we made the copper one, and it didn't work very well. And we found out later that we had to allow it to sit on top of another one that we made, and it would cause an erosion of holes in the copper, which allowed it to breathe from the active to the passive metal. Remember, copper is passive. Gold is active, and it finally pushed holes through the gold plating, made these little round spots. The pyramid looked like it had freckles. And then later on, we developed a heating process so we could mass produce them. And then we found out that this would, in fact, help people get rid of the effects of arthritis. Remember, you have to get rid of diseases on your own, but pyramids help. They get rid of blockages. Later on, we decided to raise the bar a little bit further, did some experimentation, and we found that silver was a good metal. Silver was an active metal, so we did a coating of silver, and we found that now we were stimulating, instead of just putting the body in alpha like the gold one did, and stimulating the corticosteroids like the copper one did, it actually stimulated the adrenals, we call it the fire dome, we found that the radome, which was the newest one, stimulated the pituitary and pineal gland and displaced serotonin. And so people started having tremendous meditative experiences with it. And this was our three products that we had for probably the first 7-8 years of the company. And we did quite well with them because word of mouth, we never ran an ad ever. We still haven't run any ads ever on any of our products because we never had to. People just buy them because somebody else heard about them and they tried them and they worked. So about 1981, I started studying titanium, and this was before Dr. Emoto was putting energy into water, freezing it, and then doing a microscopic evaluation of the crystalline structure of ice from the water that had been subjected to different energy fields, for example, meditation, happiness, hatred, good and bad feelings, nature, all kinds of different places that he put his water and then froze it and then looked at the crystalline structure. Well, the most interesting crystalline structure that he came up with was when a blessing takes place from a pope, or they use holy water and freeze that, it forms the exact same crystalline structure as the structure of titanium. And I discovered that by back before I knew about Dr. Emoto, because I was working with my own experimentations using Corellian photography and the Ruth D. Laura camera to make these scientific observations, and we found that the Reverend Earl Oxley in England had blessed water, and we got to take a picture of that, and we saw the same structure as titanium. So it got verified twice, once by Emoto recently, Dr. Emoto in Japan, and then Reverend Earl of Oxley in England. So we had this verification. So then I said, well, we got to get titanium on board here. So that was a big shock. And where's most titanium? Well, it's on the moon. Most of it was then, anyway. But we did find some titanium. We found it to be incredibly expensive, very hard to work with. But we did find some people that would make a pyramid out of titanium. So then we took it down to the plater, and we wanted to plate it, make it like a pyridome or a radome. We wanted to make a more powerful version of our pyridome and our radome. But we ran into a big problem. It seems that titanium is so hard, even though it's very light, lighter than aluminum, stronger than aluminum, it's very hard, and we could not plate it. So I had to go to NASA and find out how we plated titanium parts for the rockets, and I found a company that did titanium plating for aerospace, which I currently use. So we went there with it. And we went ahead and got it plated. So then we put that on people's heads, and now we found it had about 100 times or 200 times the power of the radome. And so we became known as the power dome. And we sold those for years and years and years. Well, I had always envisioned, I had worked with a guy named Dr. Lawrence Kennedy up at Lake Tahoe for a number of years. And while working with Dr. Kennedy up in Lake Tahoe for a number of years, he was friends of Uri Geller, and they both did the same thing. They bent metal with their minds. And so he started spoon bending classes. And so people were bending spoons with their minds, and they found that if they wore the radome or the power dome, they could bend them a lot quicker and a lot faster and a lot easier. So then Dr. Kennedy started talking about putting Virginia Beach sand that Edgar Cayce had talked about on top of the pyramid. So we made one up. We took a pyridome and put Virginia Beach sand on it, and it was the most powerful little old pyramid dome you ever saw in your life. It was almost as powerful as a power dome. Edgar Cayce had long talked about crystalline structures in sand, and when those were placed in the third eye or chakra area, it created an opening of the crown chakra and a functioning, actually a orchestration of the pineal gland. So over the years, I began to develop this device called the Chrysilodome, but I decided rather than using Virginia Beach sand, I would go with pure diamonds. And so it took me a long, long time to find the right diamonds that I could use that were affordable for this. Because we're talking every square inch of the power dome covered in diamonds. And I'll tell you something. You know, you may look at one of these power domes and pyridomes or radomes, and if you unwind the circumference of the diameter of it, there's a lot of plating on there. So we went ahead and we put diamond dust. It took us a long time to get it to stick, but now we have a process where we put diamond dust on top of a silver power dome, and when you put this thing on your head, you can close your eyes and have somebody lower it over your head, and you don't even feel it touching your head, and as it comes down, you just see fire and light and sparks and stars. It's the most amazing thing that you've ever seen. So we are now taking orders for the Chrysilodome. It's now available. Now, questions. Okay, here we have a question. We got a lot of questions here. And we'll also do some call-ins, too, if you want to call in. Let me see here. Okay, where is the first question here? All right. Can I wear my pyridome in my sleep pyramid for better meditation? Okay, that's the question. All right, when you sleep in one of our portamids, it's best to put the pyridome on top of it like a capstone if you don't have a capstone. If you do have a capstone, suspend the pyridome a couple of feet down below, close to your body, because it will actually act as an amplifier when you are sleeping or meditating. And here we have a question from Ariok. For Hashimoto's thyroidosis, thyroiditis, which gem would you wear in a nuclear scepter? And that, of course, would be an emerald. Anytime you have a thyroid problem in any shape or form, it's a modification of your ability to process the third ray or the intellect energy. It's a female energy. And so the emerald has been found to handle that. Another question I see here. Please explain, Dr. Fred, please explain shape energy and its effects on the body. Well, even a box has shape energy. Every shape has energy. Otherwise, it wouldn't have a shape, and it took an energy to make it have a shape. So if energy has a shape, then you have to have, you know, obviously the base of the brain, for example, called the pons, is pyramid shaped. There's a lot of pyramid shapes. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Sandra from Ohio. Dr. Fred?
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for your programs. I have a couple of questions. I've been wearing one of your nuclear receptors for a little over a month,
mm-hmm.
and I love what it's doing. I can feel a difference in my body, my energy level, everything already.
What stone did you get?
I got the yellow sapphire.
Okay. Works on the adrenals.
Yes. And my adrenals, I was actually on corticosteroids for an ulcerative colitis condition back in probably 30-some years ago, but I was on them for 10 years. I was told that the doctor was nuts to do this, you know, a quack to do it, but I was too young and stupid at the time, you know.
Right, like we all were.
And other doctors since have told me my adrenals were just shot, and I have one atrophied kidney, and, you know, so I, what a difference this is making for me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that, now on your kidney, is that starting to function again?
You know, it happened when I was 14, and a doctor checked, did some kind of a function test, and he said it was very minimally functioning at the time. Otherwise, he would have removed it. And so it's been limping along with almost no function, but just a little bit. And so I can't tell you for sure if it's functioning, but I can tell you my, let's say, just urine output quantity and quality is changing, you know, for the better.
Right.
So I guess my question here is I'm saving up money for a pendant projector. And
projector, right.
Yeah, and excuse me just a minute. Sorry, I didn't want to cough in your ear. My understanding is that the stone in the pendant projector is supposed to match the stone in the receptor, or...
No, let me explain. The projector is a wave device, okay? Doesn't work on chakras at all, like what the receptor does. The receptor works on chakras and endocrine glands. Now, obviously, we've stimulated your, you know, the adrenals. And I'd like to get a testimonial for you for the FDA at some point, too.
Absolutely.
Because I'm working on a study for the FDA, to get a medical claim. And I need some testimonials. And I could, you can email at fredbell@pyridine.com. But anyway, when the adrenals start to work, the kidneys will start to work. Did you do any drugs when you were a kid, or were you okay? Did you drink alcohol at an early age or anything like that?
I grew up in an alcoholic household, and it turned me off forever.
You didn't do any alcohol.
What did happen, though, was when I was 19 was when I was started on those corticosteroids, and it was not only orally, it was topically, it was injected, every which way I could get them, and I was getting it all that way all at once for almost 10 years. And then I had a crisis where I just kept hemorrhaging through the large intestine, and they did an ileostomy. They removed the entire lower bowel.
It sounds like you had worms, parasites.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have a classic case of parasites.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. If you weren't doing drugs, were you exercising at all, or were you too weak?
Before that started, I was actually involved in karate classes, and this was very high-powered. I went 6 days a week. I was just living and breathing it.
How old were you then?
That was 17, 18, and 19 years of age.
And what were you eating then? A lot of fruit or... meat? Were you eating any pork or anything then?
No, not that I can recall. I did eat a lot of meat and potatoes and not a lot of veggies, that kind of thing.
What kind of meat were you eating? Was it cooked well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this sounds like a classic parasitic poisoning, which does exactly things to your body that you describe, including wipe out your kidneys.
Wow.
Yeah, because what happens is these parasites discharge toxins in the body. In those days, they didn't probably test for that. Even today, unless you got a really smart doctor, people don't understand what parasites do, and there's many kinds of them, and they're rampant. If you don't even wash your salad properly, you can get them now.
Wow.
Yeah, so what's happening, it sounds like to me, is that the receptor is probably destroying the damage that these worms did to you years ago. That's what it sounds like, and rejuvenating your body. And what happens is, when you wear the receptor over a period of time, your DNA starts respiraling and it starts putting gene pairs back together.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, imagine you have worms, you know, parasites for Yeah, you know, when I talk about parasites, by the way, I'm talking about microbes here.
Right.
I'm not talking about something that's going to crawl across the counter. I'm talking about something that you almost have to have an electron microscope to see it.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is when these things do damage to your body over a period of time, your body genetically starts to fall apart. It doesn't go in a positive mode of growing and healing. It runs the immune system down. And kidneys go. I don't know what your liver tests look like, but I would imagine that they were your liver probably was marginal at some point. And the liver can take a heck of a lot of abuse, but it sounds like you're turning it all around now. At some point, I would get a. I wouldn't recommend the Crystallodome, but I would get a Silver Power Dome and start wearing that too. Now, are you taking our mineral formula?
Well, actually, I'm taking something called Concentrace, which is concentrated trace minerals. It's from seawater with the bacteria and salt removed, and it's
yeah, that seawater is not good. It's radioactive.
It's from the Great Salt Lake.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, get rid of that. They used to do a demonstration at the health fairs on minerals from the Great Salt Lake. They're dead minerals. The minerals we use come from a 2,000-year-old clay deposit up in Idaho that the Indians used, and the guy that discovered them was dying of arthritis. And when the Indians threw him in the water where this clay was, he got over the arthritis and lived to be like 80 years old. This was back in 1928.
Hmm.
So you need to get, I would recommend that you get on our trace minerals.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
What?
Because what you're doing there is you're repairing a lot of damage, probably genetic damage is what we're talking about here. And that's the beauty of the receptor is because it will put those genes back in there that the parasitic, evolution, you can evolve two ways, through the way of a parasite or through the way of a healing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously de-evolved, in the parasitic realm, so you need to switch that around.
Actually, my maternal grandmother, who I have a lot in common with her had, actually had severe ulcerative colitis also and had to have intestinal surgery at one point herself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That comes from parasites.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much for the information. And I want to be really clear on the stone for the small...
let me explain the projector stone.
I have a question about it, though. I've been reading your books, and I do have a bit of a background on energy work and that kind of thing, and I work as a professional psychic and medium. So I've been doing this my whole life. I'm in my 50s. And my question, though, is I've been fairly successful over the years with manifesting just on my own.
Right.
And then I started taking Ormus, and that really amped up everything.
That's one trace mineral.
Uh-huh.
That's only one. And that's a high frequency. You need the lower frequencies, too, the vanadium, titanium, all of those.
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot of the rhodium, which seems to be very grounding for me.
Yeah, that is very grounding, yes.
And what I found is I seem to manifest very well when I do it from a very lighthearted, open-hearted, like heart chakra vibration. And I'm wondering if I would order a pendant with a stone that vibrates to that same frequency, if that part of my body...
I would go with a sapphire projector.
Oh, yeah?
But the yellow sapphire. I'll tell you why. The wave device.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your wishes is going to be to heal yourself. I know that.
Right.
If we put you on a diamond, what happens is you got to imagine a car with an accelerator pedal that goes 0 to 7, 7 being wide open, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wide open is white, okay? Now, if you're a race car driver, you want white, okay? But if you want a normal person, you're probably going to be a medium-speed person, run the speed limits, you want yellow.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to crawl along and not do much at all, you go to violet. So basically, I think yellow would probably work for you because it's going to take you into the world of the projector in a gradual way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different world, and you're still healing on one level, and when you start going off in the astral plane into the etheric plane with a projector and starting to see how wishes work and all that kind of stuff, it's going to split you in half if you go too fast. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Boy, do I.
I think you've got enough experience with what my creations have been to understand that I'm not kidding.
Yes.
I just gave George Norrie from Coast Radio just got a complete projector system last week. And he had to go on Larry King last night, or he was going to set it up over the weekend now. So you'll probably be hearing a lot of this stuff on Coast Radio as well.
Well, you know what? I called in on Coast last night, and I asked him if he'd received his material from you yet. And he said, yeah, but, you know, I got this, like, red and green laser thing, and I have no idea what to do with it. Do you know what to do with it? Because I...
Oh, did you talk to him?
Yeah, last night on the show.
Oh, how were you on Larry King?
No, on his own, on Coast to Coast. They had open lines.
Oh, good. How'd you get in?
And, I can get in whenever I want to. I don't know how it works, but like I said, I'm good at manifesting.
Yeah, you are. You're going to be amazing with a projector. So what did George say? Anyway, he didn't know about the lasers, huh?
No, he said it's this red, small red and green laser. I have no idea what to do with it. And I said, well, you use it with the desktop projector. And he said, well, I don't think I got that.
Well, he better have it. But, you know, when his producer called me, something was missing. UPS, we'll send him another one, you know. If he's listening, George, we're going to send you another one. Anyway, because I promised him that back in December of last year. We were so back-ordered, and I wanted to get him a really good system, and finally I got it to him, you know. And so now I'll work with him. He also got a Star Orb, too, for ground. Do you have a Star Orb yet?
And no, that's the next thing I'm ordering.
Yeah, you need a Star Orb. So that's going to ground out your house and your locale.
So I guess, in summary, you would say that with the pendant projector, I should order the yellow sapphire in that. And also, as far as a kind of a manifestation wish kind of thing for health, I wrote out something that I'd like your opinion on, and that would be I want my body to restore itself to perfect health through natural processes and to reflect perfect health, structure, function, fitness, and well-being.
That's not a violation of anybody's free will. It's a good thing to your temple, and if your temple is functioning, then your religion of your spirit will then propagate into the human race, making things better. That's a beautiful wish.
Okay, yeah, I know if you make the wish or word it incorrectly, you could maybe get better health through surgery or something. I didn't want that. I wanted natural processes.
Yeah, I can network you with a guy named Quinn in New York who might probably call in a little bit. Send me an email, and then I'll hook you up with Quinn, who is brilliant at manifestation and healing. He's brilliant. He's healed his mother already, who was sick for years.
Great.
Yeah, we know what we're doing now is we're doing this huge networking. It'd be cute with George Norrie in there networking with everybody.
Because if we got
skeptics, we just network them. And guess what? We don't have skeptics right now. They don't last long.
Well, I'd be honored to be a part of your network. I'd really like to contribute in some way.
Yeah, and we got Dr. Valerie over there. She's got two systems. We'll hook you up with her. So just email me at fredbell@pyridine.com.
Okay.
And request networking, and then I'll give you the email addresses of who you want, and I'll send copies to them when I email you back.
Okay.
You'll be this is a worldwide deal we put together here. It's a whole lot like that grid thing they're going to be doing on the 17th with Don and Wynn.
Yes.
And me and everybody, we're going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it looks like, and do this thing. And it's all about that. And the people with the projectors hooking into, you know, fire the grid, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's going to blow these stupid senators right out of their closets back in Washington. And our president, he'll vaporize.
You know, I have a question, too, about you mentioned the hydrogen atom.
Yeah.
I happen to pick up some liquid chlorophyll. Would you say that at the beginning of using the receptor for healing purposes, that it might be a good idea to maybe use some liquid chlorophyll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chlorophyll is fine. It contains methyl, which is works with sulfur. It's a strong detoxifier.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so
much. It's the lifeblood of plants.
Okay.
It's plant blood. It's like an injection of plant blood. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fred. I'll give somebody else a chance now, but thanks so much.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's your show. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, William, you asked how the projectors work. Well, you need to... I can't explain it to you. It's a wave function, and you go on my website, and I can hook you up to Quinn. You can email me, and we'll network you in. And I'm writing a new book called The Inside Track that will explain to the lay public how their projectors work. The United States government has been working on holographic experiments in quite a while. quantum mechanic physicists have been working on this right now, observing the spin rotation of two different electrons in two different places, which is cute for the quantum mechanics boys, but it's way behind where we're coming from. Our projector people are so far beyond quantum mechanics, it's ridiculous. So someday I'll do a show on that. Caller, who are you?
Oh, hi, this is Jeannie in Sedona.
What's your name?
Jeannie in Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, how's Sedona? Is it hot over there today?
It's cooled down quite a bit, actually. It's pretty beautiful outside here. I talked to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good. And what's happening?
Well, I was curious to know more about your mineral product as well, and I wanted to know if you could tell me how much lithium, if that's an ingredient you may have, listed in your mineral product.
We don't really... Our mineral product is natural. It's made from the rainforest. It's only 2,000 years old. Lithium is not a very high ingredient. Lithium is used as a trace mineral in an unnatural, undigestible form by the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharm, to basically shut down synaptic responses, SSRI responses in the brain, because it's not a... they might as well use aluminum so you can get Alzheimer's disease quicker. And the way we use it is just one of many trace minerals in its natural organic form. Big difference between organic and a protein-studded inorganic drug. And a lot of, so don't confuse the drug with the organic form that's part of many trace minerals. There's 112 different trace minerals in our product.
Okay, right. Well, I was looking, of course, for the more organic, not the medicinal kind.
This is the organic type.
Yes.
And why were you interested in lithium?
Well, because I had read on Dr. John Gray's website, he has a product with a lot of lithium listed, saying that for women, it helps to keep their serotonin levels balanced. Because he was using nutritional ingredients as a way to help people, men and women, in their relationship issues to understand how we are different in certain levels of basic chemistry that a lot of us aren't aware of. If we're short on one ingredient that is beneficial to keeping us in hormonal balance,
yeah,
men or women, then we can relate to each other better. So I thought lithium, well, I'm going to look to see at the...
Sales pitch.
I'm sorry?
It's a heck of a sales pitch.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that because I've been looking at, like I said, at different products and trying different things. And I'm glad you mentioned with the last caller about the Great Salt Lake, because I was also doing some trace minerals from that area as well.
I spent 20 years at the National Health Federation working with the most famous people in the world that created half the products in the industry today. And the first thing I learned is don't use anything from the Great Salt Lake. It's all dead.
Okay, that makes
sense.
We have
a product called Pirillo that'll work just great for you. And if you want it in mega strength on a private deal, it won't taste as nice and pretty as this does. I got something that'll light your fires up if you want it for a strong mineral.
I would definitely like something to light my fires up, definitely.
This'll do it. I guarantee it. But you got to order it special. And you just email me at fredbell@pyridine.com, and I'll hook you up with Brett, and he'll send you some down.
Okay, that sounds cool, but I just want to remind you that I spoke to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you mentioned to me about possibly getting some sort of a workshop or a retreat together so that you
can play. Yeah, we want to do that. I've got one now, and I've got I only do one a month, so I got one in September with David Wolf and everybody and Pat Flanagan. We're all doing one in L.A. in September, and I'm going to New York in October. And after that, I won't do anymore. So it has to be, maybe in November. Where are you? You're up in Sedona. Yeah, we maybe come up there in August, late August, if you've got enough time. That's only 2 months away, you know, or early September. I don't mind that, because the thing I'm doing down here in L.A. is in late September.
Okay, yeah, early September sounds better because it's only a short time away.
Yeah.
August is right around the corner.
Yeah, no, it's not far at all.
Well, I would need to...
Now, the other thing, before you go into that, the other thing I want to tell you about this you're talking about lithium and relationships. Yeah, and hormones and all of that. Let me explain something to you. The body is electrical precursing energy, then it becomes electrical, and then it becomes biochemical. And when you talk about the interface of female energy, female to female, I would look at it as the electrical precursing level. And that's where we use an amethyst receptor.
Okay.
And what that does is it sets your body up, your frequency, the vibratory frequency of your body, up to the reflective ether, right below the astral plane, actually the light ether. And there, what happens, the first thing that happens is, and this is what I've seen with people, like thousands of people wearing this, and people going through divorces, relationship breakups, or lonely, are the ones that seem to be candidates for this energy, because as soon as they put this thing on, it the divorce is over, you know, the relationship changes, lonely, they find somebody. I've seen it 1,000 times. And then what happens is you orchestrate the biochemistry, because now you're in a moving emotion state, emotion-type state, and you're euphoric. You go into an euphoria from a depression. Most people, when they break up, get a divorce, lonely, it's a depressive state, and like attracts life. So what do you want to do, attract somebody that's depressed? No, I don't think so.
Absolutely
you want to
not.
Change your energy, but you got to change it up on the etheric level first, and then it comes down to the physical, and then you'll metabolize your chemistry a whole lot different. You follow what I'm saying?
I do. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I just recently met someone who is pretty much like my twin. We're both Leos. We both have Capricorn ascendants.
What's
we
your
both
birthday?
Pardon me?
What day in Leo?
My birthday is August 13th, and his is August 7th.
Oh, cool. I'm right between you guys. I'm a 10th.
Oh.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I know how this goes.
Absolutely. And we both have, he and I both have our Venuses in Virgo.
Wow.
And, I mean, you know, like, this is an incredible
so do I.
opportunity. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
In the 8th house or what house?
7th house.
7th house. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And where's your ascendant?
I'm a Leo rising.
Oh, are you really? Oh,
a triple
God.
Leo.
Oh, excellent. Well, no wonder. I just have to chuckle
sun,
every time
moon,
I hear you.
Sun, moon, rising, all of it. Yeah. I'm
well,
a real handful,
know.
Dear.
Well,
I look at myself in the mirror and say, who the hell is that? What is it? You know? What am I going to do to this today?
Well, you can say you're that magnificent sun energy, just
yeah.
all aglow and blessing the world with all that you know and have to offer.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun. I just love everybody. I love humanity.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she's up August 13th in the Cal.
Oh, she is? That's
yeah.
my birthday then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
My
she's
God.
It's yours.
Mine is the 13th as well.
So anyway, we do a lot of birthdays around here at once.
I bet you do. Oh, that sounds like fun. What a hoot.
Yeah, my crazy friend Wesley Snipes, I think he's the 31st of July. We
oh
used to celebrate our birthdays together. He's a triple Leo, too, though.
A triple, wow. Well, no wonder he's gotten where he's gotten to.
Oh, my God, he's a superstar. He is amazing.
Oh,
and I'll tell you what, he lost his, he was on his way to two movies back. He was going down to Africa. And somebody, you know, TSA stole his receptor out of his baggage. He had his projector on. And so I had to send him another, I had to make him up a platinum receptor and send it to him. So the night he came in to surrender to the IRS, he had it. You know, he wasn't coming in to face anything without a platinum receptor. It was really a funny story.
Oh, my God, I love
oh, yeah,
it.
He's a trip. He's having
oh.
a blast. He's got
I'm
another
sure
baby, too, now on the way, too.
Oh, really?
He's got, yeah, he makes a lot of kids, I'll tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a handful.
Oh, my God. Well, he always seems to be really bright and chipper when I've seen him on television.
Oh, he's really like that in person. He's
oh.
very humble, and people just pull on him. Well, he on BBS Radio, he did a bunch of jingles for me. I guess Don still plays those. You know, he has on BBSradio.com, you know, and all this. He really cut it. He was in the studio with me one day, and he doesn't drink or anything. He doesn't do drugs. And he just, like, gets high, and he's so naturally high. he just started cutting these commercials for PBS Radio. It was great.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And real quick, I want to mention to you, too, I was really surprised and happy when I saw on the website that that BBS is tuning in to July 17th for the Fire the Grid.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I love those kind of things. I did the one-man deal, and I did we levitated some people at the Harmonic Convergence back in 87 at the Jack Tar Hotel. It was Cathedral Hill now. We levitated 60 people, 65 people, and I'm just now starting to introduce, well, the mind freak, Chris Angel, is doing levitation. Well, we know how to do levitation. We're there. He's not the only one that can do it.
Right.
And it's pretty simple to do, but the problem that I have with people when they do it, when they feel the thrill of that going through their body and they start to lift off, if they break their concentration, they crash.
Yes.
And I've had one lady crash from 30 feet, and the way TM taught it was they're so physical with it just bouncing, you know, that it didn't really it didn't matter. They didn't crash. A few people in TM got pretty high with it, but Maharishi wouldn't let that out, you know. You know what I mean? Get off the ground too far. So that's the danger of levitation, because when you break the concentration, you crash, you fall, and you can get really high. I mean, I've seen Chris Angel go between two buildings, but the thing is, when you do that, he's up 30, 40, you know, feet off the ground. If he breaks his concentration, he's going to fall. So that's
exactly.
Why he just likes to do the little 2 and 3 foot things that he does. So I figured, what the heck? You know, I got to make people aware of what it is, and I'll show them how to do it, and then they'll be doing it again, because everybody wants to fly. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's phenomenal. So I know. I love Chris Angel. I think he's a very, very special, special being, and he's working with a lot of natural energies that he is not being real clear and open about on a spiritual level. I mean, he just seems to be extremely tuned in. Yes, he's doing magic that he's been trained by, but he's integrating an awful lot of, from what I can tell anyway, a lot of the natural spiritual energies that we should all be able to work with and manifest and have a great time. And I'm just excited about Fire the Grid. I feel like my soul is opening up and ready for the planet's mission, or my mission on the planet, to help bring in that peace and love and harmony and unity and that utopian life. Or the peace on earth for 1,000 years, whatever. I'm just excited about it, and I will be up meditating with everyone at 4:11 in the morning out here, and I think it will be phenomenal to see what takes place.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to let you go now. I got a bunch of other people that want to call in. But,
okay, sure.
You would talk to George Norrie. Tell him if you talk to him before I do, tell him I'll hook him up next week. Tell him to have about 20 minutes when he calls me to get him oriented. All right.
Okay, super duper. Well, Dr. Bell, thank you so much for your time and your information. I appreciate it, and we shall chat again.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Thanks for making my program number one on BBS Radio.
You betcha.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to answer a few questions before the next caller. William, I read where you can use more than one blah, blah, blah. Everybody wants to offer projectors. You know, I'm going to, if Quinn gets a chance to call in, I want him to start handling everybody. Is it true that the standalone projector assists in levitation? Yeah, you need 6 of them to do that levitation thing. Those of you that have 6, I'll send out special drawings how that works, and I will give you a phone consultation on how it works. But I have to caution you, it is dangerous. I've had my receptor for 6 months now. Is it time to change the crystal? Should I talk? Yeah, I would say that if you've had a receptor for 6 months, I would definitely get muscle tested. Send me an email or call the shop and we'll test you over the phone. Quinn says, Dr. Fred trying to call in, but the line is still busy. Well, Quinn, try again because it's not busy now. Jonathan says, hi, oh no, this lady, okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hello, caller?
Hey, Dr. Fred, it's Quinn, how you doing?
Good, you got a lot of devotees out there now.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, are you trying out some of my stuff?
Say that again, Dr. Fred?
Are you trying out this? How do you like having 6 of these units now?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a lot of you know, great things still happening with the projectors. I told you to sold another thing online there. On and on. I mean, like I was saying, with those, it's, you know, with the thing I was selling on eBay, we were not having a bite for 7 or 8 weeks, and now it's like every single one we put on keeps selling.
Well, you're manifesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to do. That's what the projectors will do for you.
And that's the thing, you know, a lot of you know, people are like, well, can this be used for manifesting money? Absolutely, it could be used for manifesting money. And, you know, it's for healing. That's one of the great things that, you know, you can do with the projector. It's an amazing thing. But also, you know, everybody's got to realize it can be used for everything, you know.
I know, you do a lot of healing with it.
Yeah, I do a lot of healing. I work on my mom's knees. It's amazing, you know, really, really helping her. A friend of mine, my sister's friend, we're working on her spine. We're having amazing things happening with that. But the other thing is, you know, the abundance and the money, and you know, I was telling another couple other people that work with the projectors too. You know, you can use the projectors to remove any of your blockages, and one of your other clients that's, you know, using the projectors, and she went in and removed the blockages, and you know, she's totally different. All she's talking about is this is coming up and that's coming up, and you know, we're going to make money on this, I'm going to make money on that. I was like, wow, just from that. You know, removing the blockages at one time, she's like a total different person.
Yeah, you know, our society really focuses on making money.
Right.
And money's cool. It's third-ray energy. But at least it's what you're going to do with the money that's important, you know.
Exactly.
The problem, I always told people, was not created by money, but the lack of it. You know, that created problems for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so then they build up blockages. Well, you know, I can't become a millionaire. I know a couple of people, like Swami Prabhupada. He come over here a long time ago from India, and he was 65, 66 years old, Swami Prabhupada. He come over from India, and he had about two or three strokes on a boat getting here. He ended up in New Jersey.
Wow.
He had no money. He was in an apartment. He used to hang his laundry up in the damn tub, and he's 65 years old, and he never ate right.
Right.
And he started the Hare Krishna movement.
Right.
He only lived another 10 years. He died when he was 76 or 77.
Right.
He had 40 million books in print, 10,000 devotees, and all the money he could spend.
Wow, right.
Yeah, because he did it right. And that's, I mean, if anybody tells me they can't start and they're too old, I just think about Swami Prabhupada in the Hare Krishna.
Exactly.
I'm not a
exactly.
Hare Krishna. I just think that guy is one of my role models because he started out with a bad heart, bad everything, and died, you know, 10 or 12 years later, you know, a multimillionaire, which didn't mean thing to him, with 10,000 devotees, and he actually got the Bhagavad Gita in print, which to me is something important, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear it from anybody that complains that they're too old to start.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and like I was saying with the projectors, you know, when somebody gets projectors, you know, you take you know, the first month and get used to the energy of the projectors, because the energy is amazing, and a few things that you would do to help remove any blockages and to program yourself really quickly. I mean, extremely fast, removing blockages and a couple other things you can do, and then you start using it for your intent, and then you're going to really see things happen fast. I mean, very, 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 very fast. So
yeah,
they're amazing. Amazing.
By the way, Jonathan from South Florida says, "Hey Quinn, good to hear from you."
Yeah, that's Jonathan from Higher Power Technologies.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Tell people about his stuff real quick. We got a couple minutes, and we got to
go. Well, Jonathan is the owner of Higher Power Technologies, and he has absolutely for radionics the best in the world. Absolutely the best, you know, radionic units in the world. Psionic equipment. It's the best. There's no.
Yeah, you're hooking up. Do you have a phone number yet, or are you not ready to take phone numbers and get people coming to you?
Email at this point, because right now I'm like, so busy.
Okay, what's
you know?
Your email?
It's Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, model, M-O-D-E-L, at Juno.com.
Yeah.
And yeah, anybody can email me. And
I'll probably have you hooked up with George Norrie next week.
Yeah.
You'll be on the Art Bell Show before you know it. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, yeah, I heard
not
he got
getting
these
it all.
Projectors. Yeah, that's
I have
all.
A wish to go on the George, you know, George Norrie Art Bell Show.
Right.
You're about to go on it, I guarantee it. George, how are you doing? If you're listening in, I hope I'm not plugging you too hard.
Yeah, that's great. But, yeah, but I'm using my projectors in combination with Jonathan's equipment as well and kind of link them together. And it's just been really, really a whirlwind.
Yeah, I want to get some stuff. I want to do some trading with him.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you should.
All right, so anyway, Quinn, I got to cut you loose, man. We run out of time. We're done.
Okay.
That was a quick show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really seemed quick this week.
Yeah, yeah, this is a fast one.
Yes, it was.
I'll have next week.
All right,
we're
Dr. Bell.
Stuff on biking and motorcycling. I got and some cooking stuff coming up. We got some more mundane subjects, which is important because I have a lot of interest and I want to share a lot. But I'll tell you what, every 2 weeks out of the month, we're going to cover this stuff. But
yeah.
I don't want to sound too commercial. Anyhow,
yeah, well, it's the projectors.
Thanks, Ben, for coming on, man.
Right, the projectors are something
I can't take
that
any more callers because we're out of time.
Right. The projectors are amazing. So, I mean, it's really benefiting people. So.
All right. You've
all right,
listening
Dr. Fred.
To Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. You can reach me at 1-800-729-2603. What's 1-800-729-2603? Listen to the Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. You've got stuff coming up. We're at 1340 Tantalk AM in Florida. Once again, Holly's taking the show out. Thank you for making this the number one show on the Internet. God bless.